Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, as we look at your word today,
主啊，今天当我们来看你的话语的时候，
would you give us hearts that are open?
求你给我们的心敞开。
Would you speak to us in areas that you want to guide us?
求你在你想要引导我们的方面对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Let me start with a question.
我先以一个问题来开始。
Does this sound like what you thought would happen when you became a Christian?
当你成为基督徒的，这是你所期待会要发生的吗？
I'll become a Christian.
我要成为一个基督徒。
I'll be baptized, become part of a church.
我受洗，成为教会的一部分。
God will begin to take care of the problems in my life.
神会照料我生活中的一切的问题。
He will bless me.
他会祝福我。
As I obey him, he will give me his blessings.
当我如果我听他的话，他就会把他的那个祝福降临到我身上。
I'll live a happy life.
我会过一个幸福的生活。
Eventually, I'll die and go to heaven.
然后最后呢，我就离世了，我就去天堂了。
That's great.
是不是很棒呢？
Anybody expect that that was what life was going to look like as a Christian?
是不是有谁是这样期待我们成为信主之后会这样呢？
I think probably a lot of us do.
我们可能很多人都是这样期待的。
Now, see if this sounds like what happened.
但是呢，想想这个实际发生了是不是这样呢？
Became a Christian.
你信主了。
Was baptized.
受洗了。
Became active in a church.
然后在教会里也很有很多服事。
And problems grew.
但是呢，开始有问题了，问题更多了。
In fact, sometimes it seemed like the problems were worse because you were a Christian.
有的时候看起来就是因为你成了基督徒，所以呢，这个问题就更严重了。
But being a Christian certainly did not solve all your problems.
但是呢，成为基督徒肯定是不会解决你所有的问题，生活中的问题。
Anybody experience that?
有没有人经历到这些呢？
Yeah, even more hands, and some of them are very high.
现在举手人就更多了，而且举得更高。
Sometimes we see that and we think something must be wrong.
有时候我们看到这种情况，就说怎么是不是有什么差错呀？
I thought if I was a believer, God would take care of my troubles.
我觉得我信主了，神就会照料我会解决我所有的问题。
Why do I suffer? After I become a believer,
为什么我信主之后呢还要受苦呢？
Our experience does not match our expectations.
我们的经历跟我们的期待是不相符的。
Acts 1 through 4 shows God blessing the early church.
使徒行传第一到四章就显示了神对初期教会的祝福。
3,000 new believers are baptized at Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候3000人受洗信主。
Chapter 4, another 5,000 are baptized.
在第四章又有五千人受洗。
It says the church is growing daily.
然后圣经上这样说，说教会每天都在增长。
It's an exciting time to be a believer.
所以那个时候你信主是很令人兴奋的。
But Satan soon attacks.
但是很快的，撒旦就开始攻击了。
Acts shows us three ways in which Satan attacked the early church.
然后呢，使徒行传就向我们展示了，撒旦攻击教会的三个途径。
And I've wanted to look at these with you because I believe that Satan attacks the church today in the same way.
然后呢，我想要看这些，是因为教会今天也以同样的方式来攻击教会。
Now I'm having a bit of trouble getting through a series that I started.
然后呢，我本来是想讲一个系列，但是我有点困难，没有把这个弄完。
Back in March, I started to look at these three ways Satan attacks the church.
在三月份的时候，我就开始来看说撒旦攻击教会的三个途径。
I started with the first area, and that is the area of sin. We looked at Ananias and Sapphira.
第一个方面呢，就是罪的问题，就是我们看到了亚拿尼亚跟撒非拉的例子。
But when I only see you once a month, it takes a long time to get through things.
但是呢，因为我跟大家一个月才见一次，所以呢，要把这些都走完，要都讲完的时候，要花很长时间。
And Palm Sunday fell on my Sunday.
然后呢，就是这个宗之主日也是那天我也要讲。
And then Pentecost fell on my time to preach.
然后呢，在后边的主日呢，就是要讲这个五旬节。
And so I am finally getting to point two of a sermon that I started in March and hoping that maybe someone will remember.
然后呢，终于呢，我有机会呢来讲我三月份开始的一个讲道，现在是讲第二点，希望还有人记得第一点。
But the second way that it seems to me that Satan attacked the early church was through suffering.
我想撒旦攻击教会的第二个手段呢，就是通过苦难受苦。
Acts chapter 8.
在使徒行传第八章。
Chapter 7 is the death of Stephen.
在第七章讲到了斯提凡的殉道。
Saul stands there watching as Stephen is stoned.
然后扫罗就站在那里观看，然后斯提凡被用石头打死。
And chapter 8 begins.
第八章开始了。
And Saul approved of his execution.
然后保罗是赞成把斯提凡用石头打死的。
And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him.
有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。
But Saul was ravaging the church.
扫罗却残害教会。
Entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison.
进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
Chapter 7, Stephen is killed and Saul stands and watches.
在第七章呢，斯提凡被打死，然后扫罗就站在那儿观刑。
I would hope that he would think, this is terrible.
我真的心里希望他能想到说，哎，这个太糟糕了，太可怕了。
This is nothing but a violent mob.
这个大家都成了一群暴徒。
And here I am, a religious observant Jew, getting involved in mob violence.
我本来是一个，就是一个遵守律法的一个犹太人，一个有宗教信仰的犹太人。我现在在成了这个暴徒的一部分。
But instead of that, it seems like this just motivates him to become violent himself.
但是而不是这样，这个好像这种观刑的一种场面，反而就是促使保罗成了他自己也变成一个很残暴的人。
He goes out and begins arresting Christians and dragging them to trial and put in prison.
然后他就出去，就是到处抓捕基督徒，把他们下到监里，迫害他们。
Christians begin to run from Jerusalem and go to Samaria to Judea.
所以基督徒就开始逃离耶路撒冷，去了犹太跟撒玛利亚。
As I read these three verses,
当我去读这三句的时候，
I think this is terrible.
我就说太可怕了。
I think of children who are crying as their parents are carried away to prison.
我想到就是说，孩子们看着父母被下到监里，在那里吓得直哭。
People who grab whatever they can grab in the middle of the night and leave their home.
人们就在晚上呢，就是夜间，就是抓点东西，匆匆逃命。
And they're suffering because they are followers of Jesus.
他们受苦是因为他们是耶稣的跟随者。
And this isn't just a Bible story. This is real life.
这个可不是只是圣经的故事，这是真实发生的故事。
These people are hurting.
这些人在受苦，在受伤害。
But then I remember what Paul wrote in Romans 8:28.
然后我就想起来保罗在罗马书八章二十八节所写的。
We know that for those who love God,
我们晓得对万事都互相效力。
All things work together for good.
所有的事情都互相效力，叫爱神的人。
For those who are called according to His purpose,
得益处就是按他旨意被召的人。
All things,
万事所有的事情。
That includes suffering.
这个也包括受苦。
And so this morning I am asking, what good was God accomplishing in the sufferings of the early church?
所以我就想问的就是，神通过早初期教会的受苦，神成就了什么呢？
And then I am asking you to think,
然后就请大家再思想，
what good is God accomplishing through the pain and the struggles in your life?
神通过你生命中的痛苦跟挣扎，神成就了什么益处呢？
Because if Romans 8:28 is true,
如果罗马书八章二十八节是真实的，是如此这样的，
then everything that God allows in our life,
那就是在我们生命中神所允许发生的每一件事情
He uses to accomplish his good
神用它来成就益处
I'm not saying that everything he allows is good
我不是说神允许的每件事情都是好的
But what he allows
但是不管只要是神允许的
He works together
神让这些事情都互相的相辅相成互相效力
To accomplish his eternal glory
是成就他永恒的荣耀
First, what was the good that God was accomplishing in the early church? In their suffering
我们看神是通过早期教会的受苦神成就了什么益处呢
Acts breaks up into three big sections
使徒行传分为三大部分
Remember at the beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus said to the disciples,
记得在使徒行传的初刚开始的时候，主耶稣对门徒说
，I am calling you to preach in Jerusalem.
我要你们在耶路撒冷做我的见证。
In Judea and Samaria,
在犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
To the ends of the earth,
直到地的地极。
At the end of Acts 7, we're still in Jerusalem.
但是到了第七章结束的时候，门徒们还都在耶路撒冷。
Acts 8 begins the next step.
但是呢，《使徒行传》第八章就开始了下一个部分。
The gospel goes to Judea and Samaria.
福音传到了犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
But look at what brings that movement.
但是到底是什么促成了这种
It's not that the Christians said, "Oh, we want to go to Judea. We want to go to Samaria."
不是基督徒说哦，我们想要去犹太全地，我们想要去撒玛利亚。
It says there arose a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem.
而是说在耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，在那边有了逼迫。
And because of the persecution, they were scattered through the regions of Judea. And Samaria.
因为逼迫，所以门徒们就分散到了犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
And verse 4 says, Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word.
然后呢，第四节就讲到，那些分散在各处的人往各处去传道。
God used this persecution to spread the gospel.
神用这个逼迫来传扬他的福音。
In fact, later in Acts,
然后在《使徒行传》后边
，We find out that the most evangelistic church in the first century，
我们就发现，在第一世纪这个最能传福音的一个教会
，The Church at Antioch，
就是在安提阿的教会。
That church was planted by people who were fleeing persecution back in chapter 8.
就是从他们之所以能够在那里建立一个教会，就是从第八章那些被逼迫的基督徒逃到了安提阿，在那里建立的教会。
Over and over, God redeems the suffering of believers to accomplish His glory.
不断的，我们就看到神赎回了这个信基督徒的苦难时期成为他的荣耀。
Chapter 7, Stephen is killed.
第七章斯提凡殉道。
That's suffering.
那个是苦难受苦。
Chapter 8, the Christians are scattered.
第八章基督徒们都分散在各处了。
They're suffering.
他们在受苦。
Chapter 9 begins.
第九章。
Saul is breathing out threats and murder against the disciples of Jesus.
扫罗向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话。
He's traveling to Damascus to arrest Christians.
他要去大马士革是要抓捕基督徒。
And a light blinds him.
但是一道大光使他眼
And he hears a voice.
使他眼瞎了，然后他听到一个声音说
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the greatest missionary of the first century.
第一世纪最伟大的这个宣教士
becomes a believer.
他现在信主了。
But I'm convinced that that story starts back in chapter 7.
但是我觉得他信主的这个故事。最刚开始是来自于第七章。
That voice he hears speak from heaven is the Jesus that he heard Stephen preach about.
他在所听到的那个天上来的耶稣的声音，也就是在第七章斯提凡所传讲的耶稣。
When Jesus says, "You're persecuting me,"
当耶稣说你在逼迫我的时候，
I believe Paul remembers what happened.
我相信保罗就记起来所发生的。
And he realizes,
当他意识到，
I'm wrong.
我错了。
The seed of his conversion is planted while he stands there watching Stephen die.
他那个信主的那个相信的种子是在他观行看到斯提凡被石头打死的时候就种下了。
Stephen didn't live to see the fruit.Of his witness.
斯提凡没有看到他的这个他的撒播的种子的成结果。
But God used Stephen's death for His own glory.
但是神用斯提凡的这个死来带来他的荣耀，神自己的荣耀。
Now I love to hear stories about how God delivers Christians from suffering.
我当然很喜欢听神是怎么拯救基督徒的，让他们受苦的时候从苦难中救赎他们。
Those stories are exciting.
那些故事很令人兴奋。
But sometimes God allows us to suffer.
但是有的时候神允许我们受苦。
And uses the suffering for His glory.
用这个苦难来成就他的荣耀。
Look over in Acts chapter 12.
让我们看《使徒行传》第十二章。
Two little stories side by side.
两个故事就是并行。
Verses 1 and 2.
十二章的第一、第二节。
Herod the king has James arrested.
那时希律王下手苦害教会中的几个人，抓了。
And kills him.
用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
The very next verse.
再下一句。
Herod has Peter arrested.
他又去捉拿彼得。
He plans to kill him.
他也要计划要杀他。
But before he can do it, an angel.Breaks Peter out of prison.
但是在他能杀害彼得之前呢，天使把彼得从监狱里救了出来。
I was looking at those verses a few weeks ago.
我们几个星期以前看过这几节经文。
Peter and James are both part of Jesus' inner circle.
彼得跟雅各都是耶稣的这个最里边的，就是那三个人之一。
They're both close to Jesus.
他们都跟耶稣很亲近。
Peter and James are both filled with the Spirit at Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，他们都被圣灵充满。
Peter and James are both devoted servants of God.
他们都是神的忠实的仆人。
One is executed.
一个是被杀了。
The other is delivered.
另外一个被救了。
Why?
为什么？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I do know that God received glory in both
但是我确实的知道，在两种境况之下，神都得到了荣耀。
God accomplished His purpose in both of these men.
神在这两个人身上都成就了他的旨意。
Now we love the story of Peter's release.
我们都很喜欢彼得就是被救的这个故事。
I've heard dozens of sermons about that story.
我听过好几打的这个关于彼得得救的这个讲道。
I cannot remember in my whole life ever hearing a single sermon about Acts chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
但是呢，我却在到现在为止，我好像从来没有听过一篇讲到是关于使徒行传第一十二章一到二节关于雅各的故事的。
No one ever gets up and says, "I'm going to preach today about the man who didn't get delivered."
我没有人说我现在要来讲这个没有被神拯救的这个人的故事。
Because suffering is not nearly as glorious as deliverance.
因为呢，受苦可是不像那个被救、被拯救这样子的有荣光。
But we need to read verses 1 and 2, not just verse 3.
但是我们不是要光读第三节，我们也需要读第一和第二节。
Because both are part of God's work in our life.
因为两个都是神在我们生命中的工作。
And if the only way we can see God's work is when He delivers us,
如果我们唯一看到的就是能看到神的工作，就是神拯救我们的这样的话，
we're going to have some difficult times as a Christian.
那我们作为基督徒，我们就会有一个很困难的时光。
Because sometimes,
因为有的时候，
God allows us to suffer.
因为神就允许我们受苦。
I was reading the book, the story of Esther.
我们比如读到那个以斯帖的故事。
Now we call her Queen Esther.
我们称她为是以斯帖王后。
And it's true.
是的，她是王后。
But she's not queen quite like the Queen of England is queen.
但是她和英国的女王可是不一样。
She's a slave.
她是一个奴隶。
She has absolutely no power.
她没有任何的权利。
The king can have her killed in an instant.
这个国王可以刹那之间就让她处死她。
And if he does, there will be no one who even says to him, "Whatever happened to the queen?"
然后如果国王决定处死她，也没有任何人会问这个王说，这个王后怎么了？
She has no power.
她没有任何的权利。
So when she hears of Haman's plot to murder the Jews,
所以当她听到这个哈曼要这个除灭犹太人的这个计谋的时候，
She has a difficult decision.
她有一个很难的决定。
I can speak up and confront the king.
我可以就是去面对王这样子讲出来吗？还是？
And if I do, he may have me killed.
如果我这样的话，有可能王就会杀了他。
Or,
或者，
I can stay quiet and try to save my own skin.
或者我就保持沉默，然后也许能拯救我自己的性命。
And Mordecai says to her,
然后莫迪改对他说，
You have to go to the king.
你必须要到王面前。
Why?
为什么？
Who knows?
谁知道呢？
Perhaps this is why God has brought you to the kingdom for just this moment.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会，就是神把你带到这个王后的位分。
Maybe
也许
This is how God is going to use your life.
这可能就是神要怎么样来用你生命的这样一个机会。
This week I was reading in the book of Revelation.
这个星期我在读启示录。
Revelation 12 shows the great conflict between God and Satan.
第十二章就讲到了神和撒旦之间的这样的一个征战。
And in chapter 12
在第十二章
John says that God's people conquer Satan.
在十二章讲到说神的百姓就是胜过了撒旦。
He says, we, you and I.
他说是我们，是你和我。
We win a great victory over Satan.
我们真的是赢，有一个很大的一个胜利，我们战胜了撒旦。
Isn't that exciting?
是不是很令人兴奋呢？
I mean, in some churches, people would say amen or something.
在很多有的教会就会说 amen, 就会回应。
But listen to how we win that great victory.
你看我们是怎么赢得这场征战的，这场胜，得到这场胜利的。
And then you'll be glad you didn't say amen.
然后你就会很高兴你没说 amen.
They have conquered him.
他说弟兄胜过他。
They've conquered Satan.
他们胜过撒旦。
By the blood of the lamb.
是因羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony,
和自己所见证的道。
And we usually stop there.
我们通常就停在这儿了。
And we think, okay, that's great.
然后我们就说，哎呀，太好了。
They won by testifying about what Jesus had done.
他们就是去见证耶稣所成就的。
The sentence doesn't stop there.
但是这一句话后边还有。
For they loved not their lives even unto death.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Their testimony was their death.
他们的见证就是他们的死。
These people testified by dying.
他们是用他们的死亡，用他们的牺牲来做见证。
But look at how powerful this is.
但是你知道这个是多么的有力吗？
As they face death,
当他们面对死亡的时候，
Satan thinks I'm winning.
撒旦觉得我赢了。
I'm wiping them out.
我把他们全都给除灭了。
John says,
约翰说
The ultimate victory of these Christians over Satan was in their death.
这个基督徒胜过撒旦的最终的胜利就是在于他们的死。
All through the book of Revelation,
你整个看过启示录。
We win,
我们得胜。
By means of suffering.
是通过这个受苦。
God fights the war.
神替我们征战。
And our task.
但是我们的任务就是，我们的考验就是，就是成为一个忠心的见证人。
Who persevere in suffering.
就是在这个苦难中间还能坚忍下来。
Another example of what this looks like in Acts.
另外一个例子就是在使徒行传。
I stopped in verse 3.
我刚才停在了使徒行传第八章的第 第三节。
In verse 5, it begins telling the story of Philip, one of the deacons in the church.
然后第五节呢，第八章第五节就开始讲这个腓力执事的故事。
He's preaching in Samaria.
他在撒玛利亚传道。
Why is he preaching in Samaria?
他为什么会在撒玛利亚宣讲耶稣呢？
Persecution.
是因为逼迫。
As he's traveling between Jerusalem and Gaza,
在他在耶路撒冷和加沙之间走路的时候，
he meets an Ethiopian court official.
然后呢，他就碰到了埃塞俄比亚。
This man is traveling in his carriage.
一个朝廷的大官。
He's traveling to Jerusalem to learn more about Israel's God.
他上耶路撒冷去敬拜，是为了更多的认识犹太人的神。
Philip explains the gospel to this man.
腓力向这个太监解释了传讲的福音。
The man believes and he's baptized right there beside the road.
然后这个太监就相信，就在路边就受洗了。
And according to the early church tradition,
根据早期教会的这个传统，
that official goes back home to Ethiopia.
这个太监他回到埃塞俄比亚的朝廷。
And is the first person to take the gospel to Africa.
他是第一位把福音带到非洲的人。
The gospel goes to Africa first because of Philip is being persecuted.
这个福音之所以能够传到非洲，是因为腓力在耶路撒冷被逼迫，所以他。
That's the only reason Philip's there.
那就是为什么腓力会在离开耶路撒冷到了撒玛利亚。
He's not standing beside that road waiting for someone to preach to.
他不是站在路边等着要给人传福音。
He's not handing out gospel tracts.
他没有在发福音单张。
He's running for his life.
他在逃命。
And God uses that to take the gospel to Africa.
神就是用这样的景况把福音带到了非洲。
There are 28 chapters in Acts.
在使徒行传一共有28章。
22 of them have some reference to persecution.
但是22章里边都记载了一些逼迫。
I used to say the early church grew despite their persecution.
我以前说，尽管是有不管是不是有这个逼迫，教会仍然在成长。
But this year, the more I've read in Acts,
但是今年我阅读《使徒行传》
，the more I believe I should say,
我就更相信我应该这么说。
The church grew through their persecution.
通过逼迫，教会成长。
Persecution and suffering was part of God's method of reaching the world.
逼迫和苦难和受苦是神要达到这个世界的一种方式。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
Acts 8, Paul approves of the murder of Stephen.
在第八章，保罗就是赞成对斯蒂凡的这个死刑。
Acts 9, Paul becomes a believer.
在第九章呢，保罗信主了。
You go further.
你再往前看。
Paul is going to be arrested.
保罗也被抓了。
Like Stephen, he's going to be accused of blasphemy.
就像斯提凡，他也被指控说是亵渎神。
But because he's a Roman citizen, the Jewish leaders can't execute him.
但是因为他是罗马公民，所以呢，犹太的这些官长呢就不能处他死刑。
And so he's turned over to the Romans.
所以呢，他就被交到了罗马人的手里。
He's going to be taken to Rome.
他就被带到了罗马。
And if you are reading Acts the first time,
如果你是第一次读使徒行传，
you might say, "Oh, this is terrible."
你就会说这太可怕了。
This great missionary,
这样一位伟大的宣教士，
and now his ministry is over.
现在他的这个事工就结束了。
But if you go to the very last verse of Acts,
但是如果你读到使徒行传的最后一节，
you see,For years, Paul had intended to go to Rome.
保罗已经好多年就是计划要去罗马。
He wants to go there and preach.
他想去那里传道。
But instead, he goes there as a prisoner.
但是他是作为囚犯到罗马的。
But the story isn't over.
但是故事并没有到此结束。
You see, when he gets to Rome,
当他到了罗马之后，
Paul has a right, because he's a Roman citizen, he has a right to a hearing before Caesar.
因为他是罗马公民，所以他有权利，在罗马皇帝面前听证。
Caesar will decide what to do with him.
那个皇帝会决定说怎么处置他。
Executing.
或者处决他。
Imprisoning.
或者把他放到监狱。
Or releasing.
或者把他释放。
Caesar's in no rush.
那个凯撒才不着急呢，皇帝才不着急呢。
And so Paul is left under house arrest for 2 years.
所以呢，保罗就被软禁了两年。
But listen to how Acts ends.
你来听一下《使徒行传》是怎么结束的。
He, Paul,
他保罗
lived there. He's under house arrest.
他就在所租的房子里，就是他这时候是软禁。
For 2 whole years.
住了足足两年。
At his own expense.
当然是他自己花钱租这个房子。
And welcomed all who came to him.
凡来见他的人，他全都接待。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God.
放胆传讲神国的道。
Teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ,
将主耶稣基督的事教导人
with all boldness,
并没有人禁止
and I love this,
我很喜欢这一句
because the last 2 words in the book of Acts,
因为在使徒行传的最后两个字
after all of the drama that we've read,
就是我们所读过的所有的这样的像戏剧一样的故事
it ends like this,
它这样结束
he's proclaiming the kingdom,
他在放胆传讲神国的道。
He's teaching about Jesus.
他在讲述耶稣。
With boldness.
他是放胆。
And without hindrance.
并没有人禁止。
Everything Satan has done to try to defeat the gospel.
撒旦所做的每一件要击碎这个福音的手段。
He's finally.Got the great missionary arrested.
最后撒旦终于让这个伟大的宣教士被抓了。
He's finally got into Rome under arrest.
然后最后他终于让这个保罗在罗马被软禁了。
And Acts ends.
但是使徒行传就这么结束。
And it doesn't say this.
他没有这样说。
But I think when Luke is writing this.
但我想路加在写这个使徒行传的时候。
I think he's saying, now, Satan,Make sure you read this.
说撒旦你弄好听清楚你要读这两句。
I want you to see what happened here, Luke.
我想让你看看在这里发生了什么。
You got him arrested.
你让保罗被抓了。
He's under house arrest.
他现在是软禁。
But he is preaching the gospel without hindrance.
但是却没有被禁止的他继续在传讲福音。
God is still accomplishing his purpose.
神仍然在成就他的旨意。
Here's what happens.
但是这里发生了什么?
For 2 years,
有两年时光。
Paul is under house arrest.
保罗是被软禁。
He's chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day.
然后呢,一天24个小时,他都跟一个罗马的士兵靠在一起。
But he's allowed to preach.
但是呢，他却被允许仍然可以传讲。
He's allowed to teach.
他还可以传讲神的福音，可以教导。
He writes 4 epistles.
他那个时期写了4封书信。
And the way he writes them is a secretary writes it down while Paul says it.
他之所以写，就是保罗口述，然后他的一个人帮他记下来一个秘书。
And all the time he's doing all of this.
当他所有在做这一切的时候
，There's a Roman guard sitting there.
然后就有个罗马的守卫就在他旁边。
He can't get away.
然后呢，他也不能走开。
And he's hearing every word.
然后他就听到保罗所说的每一个字。
And listen to what Paul says in Philippians, one of the letters that he writes during this time.
然后你听保罗在腓立比书他所写的这封信里边怎么说。
The gospel has become known through the whole imperial guard.
说这个福音呢，在御营全军和其余的人当中，这个福音都传遍了。
These guys.Are chained to Paul.
他们就跟保罗靠在一起。
They have no choice but to listen to the greatest missionary ever.
他们没有选择，只有在那里听这个最伟大的这个宣教士的宣道讲道。
They're prisoners.
因为他们是囚犯。
And some of them get converted.
但是其中有些人呢就信主了
and they go to others.
然后他们又传给别人
They're fellow guards and they say, you ought to hear what I heard.
然后他就给他们的这个同事别的这个守卫就说哎，你要听听我所听到的
God is using Paul's suffering
神用保罗的苦受苦
to bring eternal glory
去带来永恒的荣耀
Now, as I worked on this message,
当我在准备这篇讲道的时候
I imagined two responses.
我想到可能有两种反应。
The first response was this.
第一个反应可能是
I thought maybe someone is sitting out here.
或者是就是我们在教堂里的一些人
And you're saying, wait a minute.
等一下。
You are telling me.
你告诉我说
That I suffer.
我受苦。
So that God can get glory.
所以神可以得荣耀。
That's not fair.
那个可不公平。
Why should I have to suffer so that God can get glory?
为什么我必须得受苦神得荣耀呢?
Now, if that was your response, don't raise your hand.
如果那个是你的反应，就请不要举手。
So let me give an answer.
然后给你个答案。
As disciples,
作为门徒,
part of our calling,
我们呼被呼召的一部分就是
is to follow in his footsteps.
就是跟随耶稣的脚中行。
First Peter 2.
彼得前书二章
For to this you have been called.
你们蒙召原是为此
Because Christ suffered for you.
因基督也为你们受过苦
Leaving you an example.
给你们留下榜样
So that you might follow in his steps.
叫你们跟随他的脚中行
Part of being a disciple.
作为门徒的一部分就是
Part of following Jesus,
就是跟随耶稣的这个就意味着
is suffering,
就是受苦。
The apostles understood this.
使徒们是很了解这些的。
Acts chapter 5, the Jewish officials arrest some of the apostles and have them beat.
在使徒行传第五章，这个犹太的官长就把使徒们的几个给抓了，然后又鞭打了他们。
And when they released them,
当他们把他们释放的时候
Listen to what it says.
你看这里是怎么说的
Verse 41.
五章四十一节
They rejoiced.
他们心里欢喜
That they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for his name.
因被算是配为这名受辱
The officials beat them.
这个官长们让他们鞭打了
They shamed them.
你让他们受辱，就是公开的羞辱他们。
And the apostles say,
但是使徒们却说
We are thankful,
我们心里真的是感谢的神。
To be counted worthy,
我们算是配位、配得。
To be shamed for the name of Jesus,
配为耶稣的名受辱。
I've told you before,
我以前告诉过大家
Jesus never offers discipleship at a discount.
耶稣从来没有说把这个门徒的代价给他打折扣。
He doesn't say,
他没有说
Look, if you'll follow me, I'll make it easy for you.
他没有说你跟随我我会让这个生活很容易。
He doesn't do that.
他没有这样做。
Instead, he says,
相反的他这样说
You want to be my disciple?
你想成为我的门徒吗
Take up your cross.
背起你的十字架。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said,
这个潘霍华说
When God calls a man,
当神呼召一个人的时候
He calls him to die.
他呼召他去死。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
这就是做门徒的意思。
To suffer.
要受苦。
Amy Carmichael was a great missionary to India.
贾爱梅是一个伟大的到印度的宣教士。
People back in America heard about her.
然后在美国的这些人呢又听到了他的故事。
And many people thought, oh, that would be exciting.
然后好多人觉得他太令人兴奋了
so she got
太精彩所以有一天他收到一封信
It said, if I come to India and serve in your mission
也就是说如果我到印度我在你的这个宣教站工作
what position,
在那里服侍
what position can you offer me?
那你可以给我什么样的位置呢
And this person got a letter back from Miss Carmichael
然后呢这个人就从贾爱梅女士那儿收到了一封回信
The letter had one line
只有一行
I can offer you a chance to die.
说我可以给你一个死的机会。
That's it.
就是这样的。
Discipleship is costly.
做门徒的代价是昂贵的。
And we will be willing to pay the price of discipleship.
我们之所以能够愿意付上这个做门徒的昂贵代价。
Only if we understand what Jesus meant when he said.
只有我们真正了解到耶稣说。
Whoever would save his life will lose it.
就是说，凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake in the Gospels will save it.
凡为我和福音上吊生命的，必救了生命。
What can a man give in return for his soul?
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Jesus is saying,
耶稣说的是，
Our eternal soul is worth infinitely more than anything in this life.
我们永恒的这个灵魂，我们的生命比这个世界上今世所能提供的任何东西都更重要。
And to suffer for 50, 60, 70 years,
就是如果受苦五十年、六十年、七十年
，in exchange
来交换
for eternal life
换永生
is a bargain.
那仍然是一个太好的一个交易，一个买卖。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于
，In our world, we have forgotten that suffering is part of discipleship.
但是在我们现今的世界，我们已经忘掉了受苦是做门徒代价的一部分，做门徒的一部分。
We live in the aspirin age.
我们活在一个阿司匹林的一个时代。
I had Tylenol, and then I remembered that's a registered trademark, and I don't want the church to get sued.
我看到这个泰诺的这个牌子，我想到他们是有这个版权的。
But as soon as we have a headache, we grab a Tylenol.
然后我们只要有头痛，马上就吃点这个泰诺。
And as soon as our marriage gets tough, we look for an escape.
然后只要我们的婚姻中开始出现一些难处，我们马上就寻找出路。
As soon as our job becomes difficult, we look for a different job.
只要我们的工作上有难处，我们就想找一份新的工作。
And as soon as our church has conflict, we look for a different church.
然后只要教会里边开始有难处、有冲突，我们马上就再找一个别的教会。
We don't like to suffer.
我们都不喜欢受苦。
I don't.
我也不喜欢。
I take a Tylenol.
我就吃这个泰诺。
And 5 minutes later, I says it doesn't work.
然后吃了五分钟之后说，哎，还没用啊。
And my wife says you just took it.
我太太说你刚刚吃了泰诺呀。
I wanted instant relief.
我希望这个及时的、即刻的这种释放。
But in our escape from trouble,
但是当我们逃离这个麻烦、这个痛苦的时候
，we often are losing the privilege of being part of what God is doing in our world.
我们通常就失去了神在我们世界所做的、成为这个工作的一部分的这样子一个权益。
Because remember what I read to you from Romans 8:28.
记得我刚才在讲到的罗马书八章二十八节。
In all these things.
所有的万事，所有的事情，这个包括我想要逃脱的这种痛苦，也包括我想要逃离的这种艰难的困苦的关系，或也包括那个让我抓狂的这个老板。
In all these things.
在所有的这些事上，在
God is working for our good.
神是为了我们的益处，要使这些互相效力。
And so don't think it's not fair.
所以不要觉得这个是不公平的。
It's part of discipleship.
这个就是做门徒代价的一部分。
It's part of what God is doing to accomplish His great purpose in my life.
这就是神所做的，要在我生命中所成就的伟大的计划的一部分。
But then the second response that I was afraid someone might have.
第二个大家的反应有可能会是
You might go home.
也许你回家了。
And someone say, what was the sermon about?
然后别人说，哎，今天讲的是什么？
It was weird.
然后你说这个很不寻常。
He talked about becoming a martyr.
他说他在讲说要成为一个殉道士。
And honestly, I don't think there was anyone in the church who's going to be a martyr.
我觉得在我们教会不可能没有任何人会成为一个殉道士。
I really think we wasted this Sunday.
我真的觉得今天早上浪费了。
You say, my problem isn't a martyr.
我的问题不是说要成为一个殉道者。
My problem is my teenage son is disrespectful to me.
我的问题是我的这个青少年的孩子对我不尊重。
My husband is unbearable.
然后我受不了我先生。
My neighbor laughs at my religion.
然后我的邻居也嘲笑我的信仰。
My problem is financial pressure.
然后我是经济上有压力。
My problem is I've lost my job.
我的问题是我刚刚丢了工作。
My problem is I'm sick.
另我是生病了。
I'm suffering.
我在受苦。
What does this message say to me?
所以这个信息对我讲述什么呢？
And so let me try to answer that.
让我来回答这个问题。
Because it's true that the examples I've used today from Acts are about suffering and about martyrdom.
然后我今天所用的例子是的确从《使徒行传》里边的，的确是讲到了受苦和殉道。
But my message this morning is really not about persecution.
但是我今天早上真正的信息不是在于逼迫。
It's about faithfulness.
而是在于忠心。
These people in Acts were called to be faithful in prison.
然后在使徒行传这些人，他们被呼召即使在监狱里边也要忠心。
Men,
大家同弟兄姐妹，
faithfulness for you,
也许对你来讲忠心就是
is leading family devotions in your family.
在家里带领这个家庭灵修。
When your child laughs and says, "Who are you to be a leader? You're not a saint."
或者你的孩子，你想带家庭灵修，但是你的孩子嘲笑你说，你是谁来带这个灵修？你又不是圣徒。
And at that moment,
在那个时刻
，suffering is being faithful.
你的那个受苦就是要忠心。
Wives,
太太们，妻子们
，faithfulness may mean loving your husband in a Christ-like manner.
就是。受苦可能意味着就是像耶稣基督那样的去爱你的先生。
When he's not very lovable.
当他不是很可爱的时候。
I've been thinking much recently about what it means to be a church in our world.
我现在最近在想，在我们现在的社会里边，作为教成为教会是什么意思呢
？Elders, deacons.
长老们，还有执事们。
Faithfulness may mean standing for truth in a society that has rejected truth.
在一个拒绝真理的社会中，忠心就意味着为真理而站立。
It will mean offending those on the left who call us reactionary if we refuse to compromise biblical principles.
然后呢，就是可能就意味着在社会中的那些左派们会因为我们。坚守真理，他会称我们是保守分子、守旧派。
But I have to tell you, it also
也许还意味着
may mean offending those on the right,
或者是你会得罪那些右派的
who will call us woke if we answer the call to biblical justice.
如果你就是回以这个符合圣经的这种公义来回应的话，他们说你是一个觉醒派。
Because I'm convinced,
因为我就确信
that Christians who hold to biblical principles,
只要基督徒你是坚守圣经的这个原则
will be out of place,
你肯定是格格不入的
in every political party,
你不管是在哪一个政党里边
in every social movement,
在每一个社会运动中
that's faithfulness,
那个就是忠心
faithfulness may mean.Will mean loving and serving others, even when it's difficult.
忠心就意味着即使在困难的时候，也是去爱、去服侍别人。
It's easy to hand a dollar bill to the homeless person.
给一个流浪汉给他一块钱是很容易的。
It's hard to actively love them.
但是去主动积极的去爱他们却是困难的。
It's hard to witness to my neighbor.
对，向我的邻居去做见证是困难的。
Faithfulness may mean sacrificing some business or career opportunities for the sake of being faithful to biblical principles.
就是忠心意味着为了这个符合圣经的这个忠心，你可能要牺牲事业上的或者是工作上的一些机会。
Faithfulness may mean trusting that Romans 8:28 is true.
忠心就意味着要相信罗马书八章二十八节是真实的
Even when I can't see it.
即使我看不到
When I say God,
当我说神呢
I do not understand why you are allowing this pain in my life.
我就是不明白不允你为什么允许这样的痛苦在我的生命中的时候
I don't understand why you are allowing me to suffer this.
我不明白你为什么允许我受这样的苦的时候。
At that point,
在那个点上，在那个时刻
，faithfulness，
忠心就意味着
，you're saying God，
你说神呐、
啊、，I don't understand，
我不明白
，but I will trust you，
但是我要信靠你
，that you are working for good，
你在我的生命中是要使万事互相效力
，the very pain，
这个痛苦
，that I don't understand。
就是让这个我即使不明白不了解的痛苦让我得益处
long long ago
很久很久以前
before COVID
在疫情之前
the last trip I took overseas was to India
我最后一次去海外旅行就是去到了印度
I was a young man back then
那个时候我还是一位年轻人
I even had some hair
那时候可能还有头发
The place where I was teaching, my host had a large map of India on the wall.
然后我在那个教课的地方呢，那个接待我的主人墙上有一幅很大的印度地图。
I love maps.
我很喜欢看地图。
So one day I was just standing there looking at the map.
然后有一天我就去看那个地图。
And he pointed up in the north to the state of Odisha.
然后他就指向那个印度北部的奥迪沙邦。
And he said.The fastest growing churches in India are in Odisha.
他说那个教会成长最快的地方就在那个奥迪萨邦。
And then he told me this story.
他就告诉我这个故事。
Two missionaries, Graham Staines and his wife.
就是有两个宣教士斯坦尼恩和他的太太。
Served as missionaries there for 20 years.
他们在奥迪萨邦呢做宣教士20年。
Medical missionaries.
他们就提供，他们是这个医护方面的宣教士。
Provided free medical care.
他就给那些人有那个免费的医疗看顾。
Helped to start some schools.
然后开始建学校，办学校。
They were very faithful missionaries.
他们是非常忠心的这个宣教士。
And in more than 20 years, they had very, very few converts.
但是在那里，宣教二十年，看到很少的这种，就是有人信主。
1999年 Graham and his two little boys
然后这个斯坦尼跟他的两个年幼的儿子
had gone to a Bible conference
他们要去参加一个就是一个大会一个圣经的会议
and it was very crowded with people
然后那个会议那很多人嘛
and so they decided to sleep in their Jeep outside
所以他们就决定说那他们就晚上住在他们的吉普车上
A group of radical Hindus who were wanting to drive Christianity out of India.
但是呢，在那个当地呢，有一群那个极端的印度教徒，他们想把这个基督教给赶出印度。
Surrounded their jeep during that night.
就在那天晚上呢，就围着他们的吉普车。
Set it on fire.
就把这个车给点着了。
Graham and his two boys tried to get out.
他和他的两个儿子想逃出来。
And the mob shoved them back into the jeep until
they burned to death. 然后这个暴徒就把他们推回到这个火里边。
Terrible story.
非常可怕的故事。
Some of you may remember it's only 1999. Some of you may remember it on the news.
也许大家还记得，因为就是1999年，没有多久以前，还记得这个故事。
But God redeems the suffering of His people for His glory.
但是神救赎了他百姓的这个痛苦，成为他的荣耀。
The cameras, the news, go back home.
然后这个他们这个死去的消息就回到了当地。
And the unbelievers,
那些不信主的人
who had been served for these 20 years by Dr. Staines.
他们这个斯坦尼恩这个医生呢，在他们那里服侍了二十多年。
They began to talk about how this Christian man loved them so much.
他们就开始来谈论说，这个基督徒是如何的爱他们。
They listen as his wife says.
然后他们听到他的太太说
，My husband died.
我的先生去世了，死了。
For the sake of Jesus.
是为了耶稣死的。
He died to bring the gospel to you.
他死是要把福音带给你们。
And people began to come turn to the gospel.
然后人们就开始就转向福音。
And today,
今天
the fastest growing churches in India.
在印度这个教会成长最快的地方就是
are in that state.
就在那个奥迪沙邦。
God redeemed the death of his missionary.
神就是救赎了他的宣教士的死亡。
Now again.
再一次。
I know your suffering is probably not going to be martyrdom.
我觉得你的那个受苦可能不会说成为殉道者。
But I know that you are going to have some pain and struggle in your life.
但是我知道你在你的生命中会有一些痛苦，有挣扎。
Some of you right now are going through terrible.
有些人现在你在经历很痛苦的这种苦难。
Physical suffering.
不管是身体上的苦难。
Emotional suffering.
情感上的受苦。
Financial pressures.
经济上的压力。
Christians are not exempt.
基督徒就不是免受这些苦难。
But this morning, this is what I want to tell you.
但是我今天要告诉大家的是
，If you will remain faithful,
如果你持守，你忠心
，God is going to redeem the suffering in your life for His glory.
神会赎回我们的这种我们生命的痛苦，使其转为他的荣耀。
For your eternal good,
是为了你永恒的益处。
Your emotional pain,
你情感上的痛苦
your difficult marriage,
你困难的婚姻
your physical sufferings,
你身体上的苦难
your career disappointments,
你在事业上所经历的这种失望
all of it,
所有的这一切
God wants to use all things to shape you in His image.
想要用所有的事情来把你塑造成他的形象。
And we know,
我们深知
Romans 8:28,
罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know,
我们也知道
that for those who love God,
对那些爱神的人
all things,
所有的一切
will be easy.
会容易吗？
It doesn't say that.
他没有这样说。
All things,will work out fine.
是不是所有的事情最后都没事了呢？都很顺利呢？
It doesn't say that.
圣经不是这么说的。
All things.
他说是万事所有的一切
will work together for good.
都相辅相成，是为了我们的益处。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are called according to His purpose.
因为我们是按照他的旨意被呼召的。
Satan used suffering to attack the early church.
撒旦用苦难来攻击初期的教会。
And his attack failed.
然后，但是他的攻击失败了。
God received glory through their suffering.
神通过他们的苦难得到了荣耀。
And today,
今天
Satan used suffering to attack Christians today.
撒旦也照样的用这种苦难来攻击基督徒。
But this morning I want to give you the good news.
但是今天早晨我想给你一个好消息。
That his attack will fail again.
他的攻击会再次失败。
You can be faithful.
你可以忠心。
And God will accomplish his good in the suffering in your life.
神可以通过你的苦难来成就他的益处。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, it's easy to get up here and preach about suffering.
主啊，就是到台上来传讲关于苦难的信息是容易的。
It's easy to say it will work for good.
说。就是最后都是得益处，也是容易的。
It's much more difficult to live it.
但是把它活出来，确实很困难的。
But God, I believe your word is true.
但是主啊，我相信你的话语是真实的。
I believe it's true when it says that all things, even suffering, is working together for your good.
但是我相信就是说万事包括痛苦包括苦难都是为了益处。
And so this morning I ask that you will come alongside every person in our church who is suffering.
求你今天早晨就是到我们受苦的每一位的弟兄姐妹旁边。
All of the hurts.
所有的这种伤害。
That today you will help them to see your good.
求你今天就让他们能看到你要带来的益处。
Help us to trust your purpose.
让我们真的是能够相信信靠你的旨意。
To know that you are working for our good even when we don't see it.
即使我们看不见，你仍然要成就我们的益处。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.